Oh boy. So once again, I wake up too early. And as seems my habit recently, or as of late, just lying here listening to some good boy moaning. Listening to sweet boys. Oh, you know, playing with their toys. Listening to one playing by himself. Taking a very large toy. Taking a very long time to do it. So that was the first one. And then the second one was a good boy fantasizing about being taken by his man. Well, that was amazing. Some grade A soft moaning going on there. I mind you, I'm not even, you know, touching myself. It's just very mental. And I kind of love it. So, this audio is, it just makes me want to tell you, my good boys, what I would do if I had a little time with you this morning. Maybe, I don't even know how much time I have. Maybe 10 minutes from now. So, I imagine we would wake up. And maybe I'm already spooning you, or maybe not yet, but in the moment I come to awareness, haven't even opened my eyes yet, but the first thing I'm aware of is just your presence next to me and your warmth from the sleep. You're just the weight of you next to me. I love that. And maybe you're a little awake and your breathing is still constant. But I feel there's a certain awareness. Or maybe that's my imagination. And you quietly, maybe you think I'm still sleeping. Quietly turn to your side, facing away from me. Or, maybe it's an invitation. So, I'm gonna follow suit and come closer to you and turn on my side and spoon you. You're so warm and so warm. And I really, really want to reach around and test your cock. But I'm gonna wait, I think. So I'm just snuggled up behind you. And maybe I'm naked. Or maybe I have some panties on. I'm not sure. You decide. It doesn't really matter. But I am topless. So you can feel my breasts pressing into your back. Maybe my nipples. And certainly you're awake by now. Your eyes are still closed, probably. It's still a little dark out. And And I tuck my arm. I do wrap my arm around in front. I just have my hand between your chest and your arm. And just running my hand down your chest. I feel like I've talked about this before in another audio, but this is a ramble. Not a fap, just a ramble. Anyway, running my hand down your sweet body, how warm it is, and how yielding. I can just feel you. You haven't moved, really, but energetically, I can feel you just melting into my body. You want to be touched so bad. You want to be cuddled. You want to be adored. I know you do. I just press as much of my body into yours as I can. You know, my chest and my hips, the ball of my hips is cradling your butt. You are naked. And I mean, I insist on it. I insist on you sleeping naked. And anyway, yeah, I plaster as much of my body to your back body as I can. See, my knees are tucked behind your knees. Well, you're taller, but you know. As much as I can. And I'm just running my hand down your chest. Oh, so sweet. Oh, there. There's your first whimper, and I know you're awake. I love that. I have to apologize. I'm often giggling when I make these audios, and I think my giggles sound mocking sometimes. I really don't want, I don't mean them to be mocking. It's more like playful, okay? So just know that. See, there it goes again. Anyway, running my hand down. Now, mid-chest, pausing on your nipples. I know you like that. And just rubbing my fingertips. I'm not even going to pinch them. You're probably expecting me to, but... It's funny, this ramble. I meant for it to be a lot different. I was feeling very aggressive earlier, and I was just going to take you. But now, this is what we're working with. Anyway, running my hand down your chest, your abdomen. Oh, and I love this moment, and I've talked about it before. I love it when I put my hand on my hand on your belly. And you're maybe a little ticklish, draw on your belly right away, like kind of like a sharp exhale kind of thing. But what I want to say was, your cock is, of course, hard. You probably woke up hard, and now it's even harder. And when I put my hand on your belly, I can feel your cock, you know, hugging the back of my hand. Because your cock, of course, being hard, is close to your body. Oh, I love that. I love that so much. Just that early morning, or early in the day, just so hard and horny, and I love it. I continue. I don't touch your cock yet. I go around it. Oh, and I know you want me to touch it. I run my hand down, just circumnavigating your crotch. And just run my hand on your thigh, whatever I can reach of it from where I am. And your hip, and your outer thigh, and your inner thigh. And then I take your thigh in my hand, and I pull on it gently to tell you to part your thighs for me now.
And you do.
Oh. And I grab a pillow. I have a lot of pillows. Grab a pillow. And I tuck it between your knees. Get more comfortable that way, and that way I can reach down. Just very gently massage, or not even massage, but just kind of fondle your balls in my hands. So the thing about testicles is that this is so rambly. They are, you know, they're the symbol of virility, right? Of manhood, of masculinity. And I'm always struck by the contrast, or really the irony of the fact that they're so fragile, fragile to the touch, so soft to the touch. Oh, just love, just cradling them in my hands. Oh, and I know you want me to creep my hand back there and stroke your asshole. And stroke your butt, I should say. Shouldn't be so vulgar all the time. But, hey. Oh, and I kind of do, but I think I'm going to save that for a little bit. But now I do. Run my hand back up. And just slide my hand up your shaft. I want to see. I want to check to see if you have some pre-cum for me. It would seem that you do. What a good boy you are. Let me swipe that up. I'm going to feed it to you. Here, have a taste. You can taste your own if you haven't. Isn't that wonderful? Okay. That's all I have the time for now. I will continue this later. Have a good day.